Following you down on the now by the two dots, a little less than halfway down the page. First word on the line: Hanu Ginoi. So these two garden people who own gardens, they would sell the produce, etc. That they were making up a calculation of what they owed each other. Hosh Chamesh Isteri Zuzi Kabichad Minayu. So he owed a small amount of money. So there's two types of Zuzim. There was two coinages that they used, a Sela Tzuri and a Sela Medina. So this is a Sela Medina. So five of them. Sela Medina was 1/8. Of the Tzela Tzuri. So he owed, they made the cheshire to the two, that he owed them five, one owed the other one five of these small coins, they're actually fairly large coins, but insignificant value. Amrle, so the one who was owed the money. Yavino Nahale the Mori Ara Bitasco. The Bach says the other word Bitasco. Papi Mori Ara. Economy name.
So they worked
these Guinness. They made their money. They owed money themselves to the owner of the field, the owner of the land. So there's a Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben told Shimon, "The money you owe me, give it to the owner of the field." And he said this, "Ba'ape Mori Ara." So the one the money's owed to, Reuven, told the one who owes the money, Shimon, give it to Levi. Remind me, Shloshan, all three parties were there. So he's kind of. The Seif Ozel Ober Cheshbon Bein Dilei Lenavshe. The Poshke Beber Lamidi. Shimon went and made his own personal calculation of the monies, and he realized he did not owe anything. Also, the commander of Nachman. So he went to Reb Nachman to discuss what does he do now. What can I do for you? We have the statement of Rav Huna that Manish Lashon is kind of. So the Baal Hakarka was kind of the right to be governed from you. And you did a Kenyan Suter on it. Amalei Rabbah, so Rabbah said to Rav Nachman, Otsu Hai, this person over here, was it true, Mikomer, Lo Yavino, that I refused, he's not saying, I'm refusing to pay, so that's what he's saying, So you're right to roll out. Well, you did a kinyan, and you have Rav's statement of that. That's not what he's arguing. Then, if that be what he said, you'd be right. The lekka boy kamer. He's saying, I don't know anything. I have no chiyuv. So there's no chiyuv. So what does a Rav do with anything? So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, in response to what Rav said, Im Ken, you're right, if that's true, Kinyan B'Tosu, we call Kinyan B'Tosu, it's Chayzer.
It's because they doesn't know anything, whereas if the account is wrong, the original Kinyan would stand.
If the amount was
wrong, instead of 5, say 4.
Also not, he wasn't Mechayim himself 5, he was Mechayim himself 4. Would the Kinyan stand for the 4, you mean? I assume so. He says, whatever you owe me, pay to him. And we'll debate how much that is, but that should be solved.
What if it went the other way? Like you really owe them 6. There's the Kinyan was for 5.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. So Tosfos just says that Rav Nachman thought that really what he was, what he really was claiming is that he's trying to retract his commitment to this kinyan, not that much he was denying the chayv. Rabbi pointed out that's not what he's saying. He's saying he's denying the chayv. Okay. There's the Krashi. Ginoy is Bali Gino Mechre Yorok. They would farm these vegetables and they would sell them. Istri Zuzi, Siloy Medina. So this is a Sela Medina. Stam Istri is Sela Suri. When you use the word istri alone, you mean a Sela Tzuri. Istri Zuzi, if you use the phrase istri Zuzi, Sela Medina, which is Shminis Sheva Sela Tzuri, which is 1/8 of the Sela Tzuri, the Hano Chatzi dinner. That's a Chatzi dinner. Papi Mori, Omrele Koi, Klaimer, Omrele, Papi Mori, Ara. Yavino Nale the Moriara. They said this in the presence of the Moriara, the owner of the field, the owner of the lands. In his presence, they said, give it to him. Give it to the owner of the land. Fine, okay. Okay, now, if I be reform, I put the two dots now.
Yeah, I have 2 dots.
You have 2 dots? I don't have 2 dots. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's reform to do that. Okay. There's no 2 dots there. There should be. Okay, now we're going back to the sugya of Tain, our Mishnah. The person, the Mishnah said that the Mishaleach says, Tinu Gedzap, or Tashik Rezap, Tinu Man of the Pliny. To another point, he says, "Yidnachemisa," because when he said "tzu," he meant "school," and therefore the shliach, as soon as he received it, it was being carded for the recipient. So that took place while the mishaleach is still alive. And they seemingly didn't have to physically deliver it till much later, to after the mishaleach died, and arguably he's delivering something which he shouldn't deliver because the Mishleach is no longer the owner of the item. That's not a problem because the recipient was really kind immediately through the halach of Shchia. The Shchia becomes through the concept, the Shchia was kind for the recipient and he owns it immediately. It doesn't physically receive it until later on. So now the Mishnah said, he said Tanu. So Tanu can be construed that the Mishaleach is agreeable to this arrangement. I would like you to be kinder for him. What about if he says Hailet? Maybe there he's saying simply, I don't want you to be kind, I want you to deliver it. It should not become the recipient until he actually receives it. Which means, even though he is a nice thing, you can't be zoicha connected the rotzen of the mishaleach. I can't walk into your house and be kind of your keli. No, it's a school for so-and-so to be kind of. Yeah, but I'm not being makta yet. So even if he's willing to be makta, but if he says, I only want the kinyan to take place when he actually receives it, Skia won't work. Well, you know, I'll do it earlier. The makna is only being makna that it should take effect when the recipient gets it. So we have to know, is the language that the makna is using, the mishaleach / makna is using, is he indicating that he's agreeable to the skia immediately or not? Okay. So the more is going to discuss these languages. But the more discusses in the contents of the following question. Itmar, halach mona l'ploini, sheni chayav lo. So the scenario being, he wasn't giving him a matana, he's saying, I owe him money, and I want you to take this money and deliver it to so-and-so, because I owe it to him. Amarav, Chai Becher Yusoy, Vimbol Lachser and Lachser. You know what? I changed my mind. I owe the money, but I'm not ready to pay right now. Give me back the money. No, I was credited for the person you're sending it to. So it's too late. Can't take it back. Okay, something happened along the way. Well, it's not my problem. It belongs to the person it was sent to, so it's not my achrayus. No, he's still chayav in achrayus. If something happens along the way, the recipient didn't get it yet, so you wasted all the money. Oh, I wanted to get the money, take it back. No, you can't take it back because it belongs to the recipient already. So Rav is giving us seems to be a steer in the thought process. If you want to say that the Mishaleach has to take a cries, if something happens on the way, it's still the Mishaleach's problem, because it's still the Mishaleach's money, then the Mishaleach says, you know what, I don't want to pay right now, he can take it back.
Wait, isn't the question of Chayav Achrayus also tied in with what type of shaliach he is? I mean, if he's paid or not?
The Chayav Achrayus of the Mishaleach, not the shaliach, the Mishaleach.
Right, the Mishaleach. What I'm saying is you've got a, he's also like a, the shaliach is like a shomer. I mean,
we're not contrasting the Chayav Achrayus of the Mishaleach versus the Shliach. We're counting the Mishaleach versus the Mekabel.
Yeah, but I understand that, but wouldn't the...
Yes, in that step, then he'll have to work out between him and the Shliach whether he was negligent or not.
Okay.
But vis-a-vis the Mekabel, let's say that's in you and him, but right, you owe me money still.
Right.
Okay. So, where it says, Leib Hakim Flugi. They're arguing in the following question. The Marsavar Halach Kiski Dami. The Marsavar Halach Lach Kiski Dami. Even though we say Tain is Kiski, but since he used the language of Harlech, so Shmuel says Harlech is not Ski, then Mishaleach. Let's say we'll call him a loiva over here. He owes the money. Mishaleach / loiva didn't say give it to so-and-so. He said harlech means don't be kind of. You can't be exactly from Shmuel says. So it belongs. It's still the Mishaleach's. He can take it back whenever he wants because the shliach cannot be kind of be zeicher for the malva. But and that's why he's chayav achrayus. It's his item, it hasn't been delivered yet. The malva hasn't received the money yet, so the money's lost. It's the loiva's headache. The Malba says, I want my money. Rav holds Helik Kiski, and therefore he cannot retract. That being said, Rav says, okay, but so now it gets lost. So it's the Malba's headache. So the Malba says to the Shliach, you know, that was a tremendous schus you did for me, to recover for me and then lose it. So that's not a schus. So therefore, as long as it's intact, Mishalev says, I want it back. He says, no, you can't take it back. It belongs to the Malva. If something happens to it, then already it's the Loiva Mishalev's problem. I'm sorry?
It's an escrow.
It's
his, but it's not his.
Sort of, yeah. So, but they're arguing in the din of Harleth. So then applying that to the case of a Makama Matana, the case of our Mishnah, you would have the same argument. If he says Harleth Mana Lepoina, you can the Mishalach be Chayzer? According to Shmuel, yes. According to Rav, no. The Kuliyam Harlech is ski dummy. Harlech is considered a form of ski. When he says Harlech, he doesn't mean to preclude that you must deliver it and I'm not being macked in until he receives it. If the Shia can be Zaycha for the Makabel and the Mishlach is indicating that he wants him to do that. Okay. They're arguing the following. Marsover Lor Min Amigu, Marsover Min Amigu. So Shmuel says that there's a sword of Migu. Migu is the Aramaic translation from the word Mitoich. That's what Shmuel said, Mitoich. So the Mer calls it Migu. Due to the fact that he's Chai Bechrayis, therefore he has to be able to be Chayzer. That's what Shmuel says. Rav doesn't hold up that argument. The word gav is inside of. So migav is really the word migu, right? It's migav from within the facts. Mitoich. It's the same word. I don't know why the Mora switches from mitoich to migu. Okay. So then we're Tanya comes to the Rav. Halachman of the Plonish and Nichaiv Loi. Tainman of the Plonish and Nichaiv Loi. Halachman of the Plonish, Pekon and Shiesh Loi Biyadi. Tainman of the Plonish, Pekon and Shiesh Loi Biyadi. So whether it's a scenario of a Havoa or a scenario of a Pekon, whether he uses the word Halach or the word Tain, Chai Bachar Yusoi. The Mishaleach still has a krayas for it. I mean, Bolachzer and a Chayzer. Okay. Okay. Now the Mora says, "Bikodin leimalei en ritzoni shepikdona biyadacher." There's an assumption of Bikodin that I gave it to so and so to watch, that I want it to be by so and so. And the Shimer is not allowed to give it to anybody else because there's an assumption I gave it to you to watch, not somebody else. You have the right to transfer it. The Mora discusses that in the context of, is this considered a pshia to give it to another party? So if Reuben gives it to Reuben, has an item which he asked Shimon to watch, and Shimon turns around and gives it to Levi without getting permission from Reuben, and then an oinus happens by Levi. So is that called chlosser b'pshia b'sefer oinus? the act of Shimon giving it to Levi was negligence, because he's not allowed to give it, because you have no right to give my bekana to somebody else. So even though what happened later on qualifies as an onus, but if the onus has any connection at all to the act of giving it to Levi, you say it was stolen from Levi, it was stolen from Levi's house in a form of onus. But why is it Levi's house? So we're called the Tchlosim of Shimon of a bonus because of the rule Ein Ritzon Hashem B'Tanu B'Yadacher. So how can he be giving it to somebody else to deliver it? That's exactly what the Hakpada of the Bala Pikada, the Mafkid, is. You cannot give it to somebody else. So of course the whole thing is a chayv. It means I don't want it by somebody else. It means giving it to somebody else is a chayv. It's not a skus. Amr Bzeira Kishahusa Kafran, that in our scenario, Reuven's item, which is sitting by Shimon, which he gave to Levi to deliver, Shimon had denied that he had to be caught. So then he says, you know, he has this change of heart, and he gives it to Levi to deliver. So that in that situation, Reuven is not going to argue, I want it by you and not by Levi. He's afraid that this change of heart and admission is going to be retracted. He's very happy to get out of the hands of Shimon into the hands of Levi to be delivered to him. So it's a skus. But he's not, doesn't mean it to the extent that therefore Shimon will be absolved of responsibility. So Moore's going to come back to the language issues. Meanwhile, the Moore is focusing on this discussion. So the more of Sheshes Hagulei Ashrata the Sarbali Bimachusa. So he had an arrangement that he gave coats on credit Bimachusa, which means he gave them the coats to sell. They would pay after they sold it. The Rav Yosef Bar Chama. So Rav Sheshes told Rav Yosef Bar Chama, "Behadi the osis, you're going to be in Mechuza and come back to here." I'm not sure where here was, but here wasn't there. So you're going there to Mechuza, you're coming back. I would like you to please. I see the Nehaloi. So bring back the money for me to me. So Rav Yosef Bar Chama went to these people. Yavino they gave him Rav Yosef Bar Chama the money to give to Rav Sheshes. The Mishalchim, which means the people in Mechunza who owed the money, the people received the credit, the coats on credit, said to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, "Nikti Minoch, we want to do a kinyan with you. That if something happens, we're not responsible. We're considered as if we give it to you. We're done. So we've paid Rav Sheshes by giving it to you. And whatever happens later on is to you and Rav Sheshes, but not us." Somerlu in. So he said, I'll do that. The after he changed his mind and refused to do this Kenyan. He agreed to it. And then he said, no. So when he arrived with the money back to Rosheshes, Amarle, Shaper Avadatsa, what you did was correct. What they're asking you to do is that you should become the one who's achroi for the, if an oinus happens, if you're negligent, you're negligent, of course you're chai. What was the question? You know, an oinus happens, you should take responsibility. Why should you take responsibility? The Pasuk has a mishle that the loiva is an avid to the malba. So why should you be the one who takes that responsibility when it's really the loiva's responsibility, not yours? So basically, they can choose to deliver it on their own, or use you as the shliach. Either way, it's their responsibility, not yours. No, I'm sorry. That's l'shachrina. L'shachrina, shabra avadata, ever l'shmal. That's the second lashon of the Gemara, that he said to him, you did was correct because it's their responsibility. The first lashon is what you did was correct, not making yourself, as it were, some level of responsibility, like becoming the Eved Loiva Lishmalva. That was like a mushal to you taking responsibility yourself. Why should you do that? You make yourself into like a loiva, which is Meshubba to a Malva. Why should you do that? Okay.
I'm not sure I understand the difference in the Lashonos.
The second Lashon is saying what you did is correct, not to take responsibility, because it's their responsibility, not yours. Why? Because they're the loiva. The first Lashon is saying it's correct that you did not take responsibility, because why should you want to become like a loiva who's Meshubba to a Malva? You, Shliach, will become like a person who has responsibilities. Why should you want to do that? It's like a marshal saying a person has responsibilities. Why should you take responsibility? I'm not sure why he had to use that posik, but that's the... Yeah. Okay, let's see Rashi. Chayim HaMashalech HaZeh. So Rav said the one who sends the money, the one who owes the money, who's sending it, is chayv achir yusay im yonsu miyad shliach zeh. If an oinus happens, it's responsibility of the loiva who's set using the shliach. But he bought the achzer. But if the mishaleach loiva says b'loimer hachzirim li shem yonsu min chob aderech. I change my mind. I'm worried that something might happen. I don't want to give it to you. And of course, you can't get the money back. According to Rav. I'm not sure what Rashi says. He wants to retract because he's worried about what might happen. Or he said, I'm not ready to pay now. I'm not ready to pay now. It'll be the same thing. Either way, it can't be choicer. He's saying Shmuel's argument was, if this is what he's asking, that's a very good argument. If you tell me that I'm Chai Bachrayis, I don't want you to be the one who has it. Give me back to me, I'll take it, I'll deliver myself. So that's what Shmuel says, you say Mitoich. So Ross, even that is not true. Rav said, they're arguing, Halakh is Kidami. Helena Kaiser, He said bizarre, so he's cut it right away, and that's it, it's too late. If the Malbal told him, use the Shliach, so then it's the Malbal's responsibility. But the Malbal didn't do that, so why should the Malbal take a loss? In general, therefore, over there where there's no potential loss issue, so then whatever language you use. So Mariah asked the Kasher, because in Lamer Lehaim Shaleach, hi, what do you have with the Gibson Rashi?
Shaleach, Ingrid Sono.
The Lemele, hi, Michelle.
Yeah.
So the Mishaleach should argue, which is the Nifka, every sinner shall mafkid, shepetel biyadachar, the Hakamel on the Kaman Parakashlishi. Can then suddenly, since the mafkid is not wanted by you, the Shliach, so it's considered negative for him. We can't say he's being zeichah for him, it's not a schus, because the malva doesn't want it to be by you. Rashi learns more, wasn't asking what gave him the right to give it to him. Rather, is asking if he did give it to him, it's not considered a schus, and therefore he can be chayzer. Okay. Moses says, "Who's that? Mashalach zeh kafir bekadon." The nansahari the nichle lebarlov sheetim itachas yodre. So over here, he definitely wants it to be transferred out of the hands of the nifkud, who up till now has been denying it. It goes into the hands of the shliach. So then he wants to take it back. The shliach says, "I was kinder." Sarbali is a coat belaz. So for once, old French is like, you know, sounds like English. Shirata Hakafa gave it to him on credit. Shanosin Sarbolim Bashroi lost his lohamos, his man gave it to him that he should pay the cost of the coats at a certain date. So he said, pick it up. So they said, Nitiminoch, we would like to be kind with you, make a kinyan shidduch with you. At Unsadurcha, Misnasi Minoch, Loy Lahadra Latoifa. If something, if it always happens, we don't owe anymore. You're going to be Machayiv yourself, Mr. Shliach, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chochma, you're going to be Machayiv yourself, the Oitzim. Some of them in yes, Kenes, I will do so. And then he retracted. Shabra vadata, shaloi shibadata atzimukha alchinam. Why should you even take the cries? You mean shab yourself for nothing? Matiya Evid, you'll become like an Evid, become like responsible for the thing. Why should you do that? Lakisha Goris Shapra Vadato, Lo Shavisa Navshiko Evid Loiva Lishmalva. The Shakina Goris Shapra Vadato Evid Loiva Lishmalva. Climber Shapra Vadato the Ishtamata. It was correct that you retracted. The Fishahain Loivim Bavadim Li Lahavio Li back from you said it's their responsibility, so why should you take responsibility for their responsibility? Okay. Good.